Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
Earlier this year, Kenneth, Caitlin, and Karen Edmonds' grandfather had a stroke. It changed their family's life. They live in the small southwest village of Alakanuk. After getting treatment in Anchorage, their grandfather's wish was to be at home, but he's so disabled he needs around-the-clock care. Alice Edmond, the kid's mom, wanted to honor her father's wish, but she couldn't do it alone. That's when her kids stepped up. All three of them help with their grandfather's care. During the summer, before and after school, sometimes all night, they share the work of caretaking.
All summer long, my son, Kenneth, would go with me every single day this summer, while Caitlin stayed home to take care of the kids, and she would sometimes get supper ready.
13-year-old Caitlin and 16-year-old Karen both say they like helping.
Before we go to school, we go to my grandma's and help her in the morning.
I go over in the morning too and help my mom. We like clean him and care him and give him his medicine.
Mom Alice says she knows her kids are giving up a lot.
I tell everybody it wouldn't have been possible to have my dad home without my kids, because my kids are the only ones who are reliable enough for us to, you know, take care of my dad when I'm not there, when my sister's not there, when my brother's not there.
The Edmonds kids' grandfather has regained a small amount of motor function since coming home to Alakanuk. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.